All right, what up, what up? Welcome to the Truth of Darmion Show. It's Friday, December 1st, 2017. I'm your host, Don Darmion, and helping me get through this 30-minute podcast is my partner in crime, Lauren and G. What's up, Lauren?
Hello, hello. How are you?
Good. How are you? Anyway, we're broadcasting here in Dallas, Texas, where we've been for about, I've been here for about 3 years. Lauren's been here for about a couple of months.
Anyway, I'm almost a Texan, almost.
Almost. I have my license, though, so I'm really a Texan.
Anyway, I don't want a license from Texas. I have a North Carolina one. Thank you.
Anyway, we got a great show going for you guys today. 30-minute podcast, nonstop chatter. First, we're going to get it through with our allegedly. That's basically our celebrity gossip. Lauren takes that over, and we call it allegedly because we don't know if it's true, but we going to say it anyway. Anyway. And then we're going to move on to Darion's Dilemma. Basically, that's where you guys help me out because I go through a lot daily, okay? So weekly, I give y'all a little bit of something of what I'm going through. I know it's usually the other way around, but y'all gonna help me this time, okay? And then we end the show with talking shit, our favorite thing to do. You know what I'm talking about? So we're gonna get into it. But first, Lauren, how was your week? We missed the show last week. I know it was Thanksgiving. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was really good, actually. I went to the movies, saw, you know, special people.
Oh, that's a lot of,
so, you know.
Thanksgiving stuff, right?
You know what? Yeah, when you're not with your family at Thanksgiving, when you're across the country and your family's in Maryland and you're in Texas, you have as much fun on Thanksgiving as you can.
Right. Well,
so I had a good Thanksgiving, you know.
So I flew to Orlando to go to Thanksgiving because my brother just bought a new house.
Ooh, very
so
nice. It was okay. Nice. How was that?
It was good. I mean, I'm kind of jealous. I'm not even gonna lie. Because I have a twin brother. I don't know if y'all know. So we should be on the same
level. They don't look alike, though.
And we're called fraternal twins. So we don't have
to. I'm just saying. They don't know that. They can't see you.
Well, look at my Instagram. Anyway, so I'm just saying. All I'm saying is, I went to Orlando. My brother has a house. I feel not as accomplished as him. He's having a baby. But at the same time, I'm a single bachelor. Okay. I don't need no house. I don't need none of that.
Exactly. Okay? You don't need any of that. Everybody has their time. It's just not your time right now.
But did you know that Orlando was the number one destination for Thanksgiving? Really? I didn't know that. Yeah,
that seems like
I didn't know that. I fly standby, so I should have. I definitely should have looked that
maybe
up.
Maybe because it's sunny.
I don't know. I don't really know, to be honest. It sounds like a very family place in Florida, so maybe that's why they chose it anyway. Oh, also, guess what came in the mail today? Something I've been waiting for not all my life, but for the past 6 months.
What is that?
My passport.
Yay!
Oh my goodness. Because you
I
know
get one.
I'm actually going to Portugal next month. Okay. Crazy. My friend it's not my trip, okay? My friend, he has a trip and then he invited me out to the trip. Sorry, my dog is making some really weird noises, okay? It is really hard to concentrate. I don't know if he's hungry, I don't know what's going on, but he needs to stop. So I'm excited though. For Portugal. I've never been. Everybody says I'm actually going to Lisbon.
Look,
so
don't trust a bunch of natives who think they want to take you to a party. I watched Hostel, all those Chernobyl.
Okay, first of all, I'm staying at a hostel. I'm staying at a hostel. Yeah.
I did not want to say that.
Me and my friend are staying. No. I've stayed at hostels before. I have no problem staying at hostels. It's, people think that it's so bad and so scary or
I've
something like that.
I've seen those movies, okay?
Yeah, they're
where
movies.
They trick the tourists into them and they sell them and foreigners kill them and stuff. I've watched it, so watch your back.
No, that's not what happens. Anyway, to me, a hostel, only thing that was different from a hostel and a hotel, like it's the same exact thing, but the only thing is you share your hotel room with other people. So sharing, makes people uncomfortable. But at the same time, if you're traveling by yourself, if you want to meet other people that are traveling, because I went to Rome, I stayed in a hostel with two other friends. It was a 6-bed hostel. So
like
six of us.
Beds?
It was no, just regular twin size bed, like a dorm. Basically, like when you have a dorm, like a roommate or something in your dorm.
How much is that kind of thing? Like, is
okay,
it like
so
cheaper than
compared
a
to like maybe what you pay probably $150 a night. I pay at a hostel $20 a night just for a bed.
I know that.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
It's very because people don't like the idea of sleeping with somebody else. Because like those movies, people get killed, all that other stuff,
and their stuff gets stolen.
But
they get drugs.
They have locks.
In their
you have locks. You also have there's locks on it. Okay. Also, you don't have to stay in a 6-bedroom. They have different options. So if you want to be bougie or whatever and stay in your little private suite, it's a little bit more, not as much as a hotel, but you could stay by yourself.
Huh.
You know, it just depends on which hostel you want to go to.
I know that.
Yeah. If you want to travel international for cheap, like I do, make sure you go ahead and look up those hostels. I'm telling you, there's just like a hotel. They have tours. They have all regular things.
And there's bathrooms. Nice. It's not like a community shower or anything.
No, and they definitely have Wi-Fi for free because that's what travelers look for, number one. Oh. Anyway, enough about my life. Let's get it into other people's lives. We're going to get into, allegedly, Lauren's going to take it over. She might not know if it's true, but she going to say it anyway. Anyway, Lauren, go ahead. Take it over.
So, allegedly, Matt Lauer has been assaulting people. I guess is assaulting people sexually. I mean, it's crazy.
You know what? Like, I'm not even surprised. Like, it's sad to say, but I'm not surprised.
I mean, he's been fired from NBC.
Matt Lauer?
They fired him. The Matt Lauer that for years has been popular. I mean, in movies and everything that Matt Lauer. He has been fired. He supposedly there was some type of sexual assault during the Rio Olympics that was non-consensual by someone that worked for him. And apparently for years he's been pinching Katie Couric's butt and giving dildos and sex toys to women.
Oh my goodness, not notes. Matt Lauer. You know, he does not do that.
No, he literally, I from what I hear, allegedly has a button on his desk or under his desk that locks his door from his seat so he can lock his door. I mean, apparently he's locked women in his office and shown them his,
But to me, that's nothing. I would love to have a button on my bed that locks my front door. I'm just saying, because I've been asleep and I've woken up.
We're at home, though. We're not at the office where you have, you know, vulnerable women in your place.
Very true.
What is it with white men and, like, showing their dicks off to people?
Is it a white man thing or is it just a man thing?
I don't know. Out of all the allegations, it's all these like older white men that have been like randomly showing girls their dicks. Like,
I feel like girls receive random dick pics anyway, so
I don't know why. Okay, I just want to like PSA, guys. Girls don't really find dicks that, unless we ask for it, to surprise me with a dick is just not, unless we're together and I'm like, ooh, yay, yummy.
Well, I'm gonna let all girls know that some girls do like it. So I mean,
I just said if we're together, so that's fine. But for some random person, like, just I just met you, hey, what's up?
Or maybe we think some girls like it. Maybe they just really don't.
I like it sometimes, like if we're having, you know, that conversation and we're like talking back and forth, I'm like, maybe let me see it. You know, that's completely fine. Send me some dick because I want to see it. Delicious. But just some guy that I just met at like Applebee's or something, and we've been texting back for like 30 minutes, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, without me asking, I get your dick.
Well, honestly, we just trying to figure out like who's the big freak or not. That's what I think. I mean, I don't send dick pics. I've only sent one in my life, and I'm not going to say who I sent it to because I was just bored, and we all know who that person is. It's just fine. We're just having fun.
You know what? We're not going to talk about that.
It was in high school.
Anyways. I think it's just weird. It's just weird.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you? Oh, my day was great. Dick.
Okay. Let me let you use those contacts. You said good morning, okay? In the morning, that is when a man is probably...
Can you like...
No, we can't.
Me? It's called foreplay. You don't just surprise me. You just shoved it like in my like. Can you like warn me?
Can you compliment it? I mean, no. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't
unless
even do that.
We've been together for a while. No, I'm sorry. Some random man's penis is not something that I want to see in the morning. Okay?
I mean, if you know
if
him,
it's
and
my
you
lover.
Know
then we're like, oh, baby, my kid.
Okay, so everybody wants to have their breast out and baby sucking on titties in public, but we can't have anything. You know
babies,
what I'm saying?
Babies
I'm just saying.
Are you really trying to compare breastfeeding?
No, I'm
to
just
dick
trying
pics?
To saying.
Are we really having this
doing,
conversation?
We're
right
doing
now?
Nudity everywhere.
That's
why
not
can't
nudity.
This be something?
Women don't have their bare titties out. That's covered. You don't. All you see is the baby's head and the top of her titty. You never see like a whole woman's just floppy titty just out while she's breastfeeding. When have you ever seen that ever? It's always covered.
There are some girls with some sloppy boobs. And you can
look
see
now.
Everything.
No, you can't.
Okay.
Well, stop looking so hard, you pervert. Anyway, see, now he be looking.
Can we just move on?
Yeah,
next.
We need to, you nasty. You know, speaking of pregnant women and breastfeeding, let's talk about two celebrities that are now pregnant, allegedly. Chrissy Teigen and Ray J. I'm sorry, Ray J is not pregnant. Princess Love is pregnant.
Gosh,
but no one cares about Princess Love unless we talk about Ray J.
Excuse me? I love Princess Love.
Did you know who Princess Love was before Ray J?
No.
Exactly. Just like Kim Kardashian. Ray J's dick is magic. Speaking of magic, he's making all these women famous. All those women. Look at Kim Kardashian.
Well, Princess Love isn't really that famous.
$100 million in like one day off of her like perfume line.
Okay, but Kim Kardashian.
Magic dick.
Okay.
Now,
really?
Princess Love.
So one person.
Princess Love is the second person. You just said I love Princess Love, and I just asked you if you knew who she was before Ray J.
Okay.
She would be nobody without Ray J.
You don't watch Love and Hip Hop, so she's on Love and Hip Hop with him, and
exactly
she's gorgeous.
Was she on there before? Was she on there because she was with him?
Maybe she could have
exactly,
been.
Exactly. That's
she
what I'm talking
been.
About.
You never know.
Hip magic penis. Congratulations, Ray J. Congratulations.
Congrats.
And congratulations to Chrissy Teigen and John Legend because she's also pregnant.
Another baby.
Congratulations.
Another. Yes. Congrats. I'm happy for them.
I am too.
I really like them as a couple. I think
it's great. And I'm glad they use in vitro. I think it's good to choose whatever, you know. I want to have a boy. I don't want to have a girl. All y'all emotional little
okay,
things.
Okay, wow.
Good. Sorry. Sorry. Love girls. Love boys. But I prefer to have boys. Anyways, so moving on. Allegedly, Rihanna has her own street now.
Her own street?
Yeah, like literally her own street in Barbados.
Why? Oh, okay.
They gave her
in the U.S.
Yes,
for what?
She's done so much there. All the charity work,
yeah,
all the money she's given to the hospital. Now, what's it called? Westbury End Street is going to be now her street. And like, you know, of course, her house is a tourist spot there too. So it's bringing lots of.
That's
really.
But you know what? I actually went to Barbados for a week. Not to talk about all of my accolades. No, because nobody cares about Rihanna in Barbados. I mean, not that they care about her. She's a regular person.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's like you talk about Rihanna, and they're like, oh yeah. We know her. Like, it's a small town. Barbados is very, very small.
Yeah,
she
lived there
when
she was 16.
So,
she's just regular.
She's just real regular. But you know what? That's so good to go back to your home.
I knew her when her forehead was big as mess.
Okay, did she get a forehead reduction? Because
I don't know.
Never found...
Pondy replay, her forehead was out there. That's one of the main reasons I didn't really like her that much.
I just
her forehead was so... She looked just so, like,
I was like,
weird.
She's so gorgeous, that body. And then you just got to that forehead.
I think
it
they
was
made
just
shave
like...
it down on the sides. It looked kind of, like, squarish. Like, it was,
it's
got to
be
know.
Something. She... I mean, it's still
and
big.
They're gonna be like, Rihanna, that big headed ass girl.
Yeah.
That's what they were.
It was tough. It was really tough to find her really attractive at one point. Now,
but
now she's top of the
rain
list.
Once
rain
was pouring, the rain shined down. Pour the rain.
You talking
sunshine
about
sunshine together? I can't remember the name. I'm sorry. It was so long ago.
Ella A.
Yeah.
Umbrella. Thank you.
Yes.
I was trying to figure it out
like,
too.
Yes.
I was trying to figure it out too
on
the slide.
I could not figure it out.
I ain't gonna
for
lie.
A second. Yes, but Umbrella. After once that came out, I don't know what they did, if they the cut or whatever, but it's beautiful.
Good
fabulous.
For Rihanna.
Good for you.
I'm happy.
Congratulations.
For her.
You deserve it.
She's a good girl.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm single, Rihanna. So go ahead. Next.
You need to move on. Okay. So allegedly, Meghan Markle. Yes, Meghan Markle, the former Deal or No Deal girl on Suits, is engaged to Prince Harry. She's gonna be a princess.
She's a biracial girl.
Exactly. And a divorcee.
So
and
like,
she's the first, like,
they're adding some
non-
of that color into the royal family. Can you
boom.
Believe that?
Boom. And she's the first non-US, like, non-UK person to be married to the family. She's you know, from here.
He see, they didn't win all. Prince Harry done just did
you
everything.
You know what? And that's fine. You better make some beautiful babies. He's redheaded. She's got features. I don't know what that baby's going to be, but it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be a beautiful baby.
Look, they're about to be a black royalty.
Yes. She's quit her job, of course, on Suits, because she's going to be
heck
a princess.
Yeah. Shoot.
That's the ultimate come up. Now, you see, that's bottom to zero. Like, I mean, it's amazing. I'm happy for you. Congratulations.
Yes. Now, you need to find your prince.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
sensitive subject. We'll move on.
Yes, we're not going to go on there. We're not going to go there.
Not enough dick pics, huh? Oh, sorry. Go
too
ahead.
Too many. Okay.
Got you. To choose.
Gosh.
Okay. Stop giving your number
you
out. Go ahead.
I don't.
Okay.
You're so mean.
I'm sorry. I don't know
what's... He makes me seem like I'm such a slut.
Gosh. Just because I'm not.
Moving on to a slut. You know what? Actually, that's not nice. Let's just move on to someone who thinks that they're...
Allegedly a slut.
I'm sorry. Someone who allegedly thinks that she's somebody. Chanel West Coast. She's been on Ridiculousness with...
Rob Dyrdek?
Yes, Rob. And she's been that person with the weird laugh that I hate.
Can I just tell you something? One second.
Yes.
I had no idea that she was anybody or rapped or did anything.
I did not know that.
No
one does and no one cares.
Well, but it wasn't until my friend was like, yo, you know Chanel West Coast? I know you don't want me to broadcast her music. I know you don't want to support her.
I really don't.
But at the same time, he told me she is fire and she actually has really, really good music. I don't know how... I listened to one song and it was okay. I mean, I didn't...
Whatever.
It wasn't no Nicki Minaj.
She will never be anything because she's Chanel West Coast at the end of the day. And she proved that she's nothing. She got denied entry at this club.
That's so embarrassing. When you get denied...
Yes, because she ain't... Because
you're supposed to have power. You're supposed to be able to get in.
Exactly.
They're supposed to want you there.
She tried to cut the line and he was like, no. And she was like, what do you mean? I have six hot girls. And the more she got into her argument, the more girls she had. So first it was six.
They have a video of it, seven. Right?
Yes, there's a video.
Where is it on TMZ?
It's on TMZ.
You can see the TMZ video. Because she actually, to every time she like goes off, or she always has to talk about her accolades, everything that she does.
She's like, oh, you wish you could spit bars like
Lil
me.
Lil Wayne signed me. Lil signed me, Drake.
Look at her when she went off on Charlamagne on the show because he was talking about how she didn't have any talent because she doesn't. And
well, you don't know.
I mean, it was just.
Have you heard her music?
I don't need to hear her music. Okay. Look at her. Look at her.
She's a sexy Latina.
And she got shut down on what was it? One of the Love Hip Hop shows. She tried to be with one of the to do business with one of the producers there, and she like snubbed him years ago, and he was like, I don't want to do business with you. I don't care who you. Yeah, she did the same thing where she named her, named five people she's worked with. Yeah, yeah. She does it all the time. It's her go-to. It's her go-to.
Do you have a video or anything?
I do. Actually, here it is. Here it is.
What's going on, Chanel? What the fuck I look like? Fucking bitch. What happened, Chanel?
Fuck them. Y'all think you the shit. Happened. That's why you security. You'll never be more than security. We got bitch.
And this is the girl from Ridiculousness. You know what I mean? Like, yes. This little sweet girl. I thought she was so sweet.
She has the most annoying laugh in the world. You know what? She's just some side chick, and she needs to stay the side chick on that show.
I have never, ever, ever thought her laugh was annoying. A lot of people thought her laugh was annoying.
Is that annoying to you? Because it's annoying to everyone. And it's the same way every time.
I think it's cute and sexy, and I think it's natural
and legit. It's definitely natural, because no one would laugh like that if they could. If they could control it, they'd be like, I would never laugh like that. But she can't. It's all in her soul.
No, she's just real, okay? She's real.
Real. Anyway. Well, yes. You know what? Let's move on to something a little bit more exciting.
Okay.
So, allegedly, Fox has replaced... You know how Fox has lost American Idol?
Uh-huh.
They've replaced it with this show called The Four.
The Four.
Now,
another...
No, but I mean, it sounds better than American Idol. Go ahead. Okay. So, it's Fergie. She's the host.
Okay. Already starting off bad. I'm just saying, starting off bad.
I like Fergie.
Where has Fergie been?
She was in Black Eyed Peas.
Who's next? Where's she been recently?
You know what? She made a song. I can't remember what it was called.
Why is she a host? Does she host
stuff? She had milk or something.
Go ahead. What's next? Because I'm already losing interest.
What? No. P. Diddy's going to be a judge.
Okay. Well,
Meghan Trainor's going to be a judge.
Hold on. P. Diddy, that's a big one. Well, because P. Diddy has made a lot of names. P. Diddy is like,
Yeah.
He's a legit person. I mean, I watched all of the making the bands and the whatever that he does. Okay, so P. Diddy. Okay, I'm interested.
Okay. Meghan Trainor.
Meghan Trainor, all about that bass. About that bass.
No, Emma. Yes, that Meghan Trainor, she's also going to be a judge. DJ Khaled.
Okay.
Going to be a judge. Like, I mean, you know, I mean, that's
and
real.
That's it?
No, I mean, there's a pretty big music producer, Charlie Walk. He's also going to be in there, so.
I don't know. Meghan Trainor don't fit that. She don't really
fit
that. Why?
I don't know. I like her.
Well, DJ Khaled's big. You know, he has hits on hits on hits, but yes. Using other artists.
Yes.
And then P. Diddy makes superstars, duh. We know of that. Meghan Trainor, she writes music. I mean, that's what, and then she became
she's super popular. She's had like three or four at least hits.
I bet you people listen to this podcast. Does anybody listen to this podcast know who Meghan Trainor is? You know who DJ Khaled is?
Everyone knows who she is. She's had four. She had, what was that one? Just for the space.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. You really proved my point. Thank you so much.
I can't remember. There's other ones they where need to drop her. Like the husband one.
If they could choose somebody else, they should have chose somebody like, I would have said J-Lo, but she already did American Idol. And then
I like Meghan Trainor.
You do?
Yeah.
She's a phenomenal singer. I don't know. I just want somebody bigger. You know, somebody that's.
If I was you, you wanna like that one? Okay. That song. That was a cute song.
Yeah, it was cute. Very cute.
You know what?
I'm gonna watch.
Charlie Walk. He's also a big guy. He's like the president of Republic Records, and he was the president of Epic Records.
How
as
much
well.
Did they pay for this? Like, I have no idea. This is how Look, much did P. Diddy get paid to do this?
Whatever he needed to get paid to do this, because it's gonna be a good show. Mm.
Okay. I'll be watching. We'll see.
Speaking of money.
Okay.
Beyonce. Allegedly, she is the highest paid woman in music of 2017. Guess how much money she made this year. And the year's not even over yet.
$3
billion. $105 million.
Oh, okay. I overshot it by a little bit.
And allegedly her and Jay-Z are coming out with a joint album next year. That's going to give me more money.
I don't know, I guess. I'm there for that. Yeah, everybody loves Beyonce. To me, I just want Beyonce to be more real. She is real.
How is she not real? She just talked about her husband cheating on her.
Yeah, all through her music. But like, I feel like she just needs to be out there more, like on social media. I don't know.
She wants to go about her business.
That's the reason why I really don't like it. She's just too secretive to me.
Her kids are named Blue, Sir, and Remy.
Too Michael Jackson-y to me. Like, I just need to know more about you. Like, what is going on in your life?
What do you need to know?
I don't know. Like, I feel like she's crazy. I feel like you got to be crazy to be as successful as she is. But I feel like she is
like a bitch a little bit. I'm sure.
I don't think so. I think she's nice.
I think that she likes to be the center of attention. I think.
Well, duh. I think
exactly, which means that you have to be very confident and like
very competitive. I wonder if she talks shit about people. That's my thing. I wonder if she does.
That would be interesting to see.
I want to see her do that. I want to see some real stuff.
Nonstop, and she doesn't let people take breaks unless she takes a break, and sometimes she'll work like 10 hours straight without eating.
That's okay. That's something that I would do. Like, that's like when I used to go to school.
She's a perfectionist, apparently.
I used to go to school in Florida, and we had to drive back from Florida to Maryland. Like, if you drove with me, we were not stopping it unless it was for gas. We had to keep going.
Yeah, I mean, that's how
if I'm driving, then that's it. Yeah, but some people like to stop, take breaks, bath. Like, hold it. Hold it till we need gas. We gotta get gas once. Anyway, let's turn it over. We're gonna get it into Darion's Dilemma.
Okay.
Basically, this is where you guys help me out in the situations that I'm going through. You know, I'm not gonna help you out because I give bad advice, okay? So y'all can give me some better advice. Okay, so this week, we have to talk about something very, very serious. You know, Christmas is coming up. It's December. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But a lot of new things are coming out, and I want them. You know, I never, ever do anything nice for myself. I never give myself anything nice. I mean, I always, like, really live at the bare minimum just because, well, I like to travel. So that's really, really why. But, okay, let me get into the dilemma because this is way too much. So as we know, the new Apple Watch has come out.
Yes.
Okay, the Series 3. Mm-hmm. It works independent from the iPhone.
Okay.
So if I leave my phone at home and have my watch, I still have access to
everything.
Everything. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Everything that I need. Calls, text messages,
emails.
It's not
emails. Like a Bluetooth or anything.
It's not a Bluetooth. No. Okay. It works independently of the watch. Now I started running. Okay.
So you're going to be sweaty, so you can't use it.
No. They actually have a Nike smartwatch. Like Nike? Yeah, Nike has designed an.
Is it still like rectangular?
Yeah, it's still the same everything, but I guess the band is nicer. It's waterproof, so sweat wouldn't matter.
Oh,
I can go swimming in it. Okay. They could calculate my swimming, everything. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not really that active, so it's kind of like, dang, should I really get this? I do. I mean, occasionally I work out about 3 to 4 times a week.
That's active, then.
But that's not like an athlete. But also at
you're
work,
not being an athlete. You're being active.
Okay, well, I feel insecure. I cannot purchase this. First of all, it's really not that expensive. If you do the Verizon payment plan, which I have Verizon, Team Verizon, are you mad because you don't have service? Or what are you mad about? Okay.
I have service. Thank you very much.
You're saying stuff about my carrier.
I have service. Thank you very much.
I'm just making sure. Okay.
For half the price.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm on an employee plan.
Thank you.
So,
lucky for you. But the regular populace, they're paying double what you
come
pay.
Come on. People need to help me with my stuff, okay?
I'm sorry.
I just don't know what I should do.
I think you should get it. Go for it.
How can you decide that fast? That was just too quick. You don't even know what's going on.
It's an Apple Watch.
So, okay, there's other watches out there, too. Now, the thing is, I'm telling you, I want to use it for being active. But there's pedometers. I had a pedometer, like, as a watch.
But can your pedometer into your phone calls for you?
And I was in a hot tub and it died. I didn't know it wasn't waterproof.
Okay, so, I mean, I don't even know what
this is. Okay, so listen to this. The battery life on the Apple Watch is about 18 hours.
Okay.
They have something about 16. I don't know all these numbers. 16 gigabytes of cellular data, 8 gigabytes of GPS. So it also has GPS in there too.
Okay.
So when I go for a run, I know.
You don't get lost and die.
You know.
When you're in Portugal,
Well, I was thinking also that maybe I should just get the series before. It'll be cheaper.
Is it waterproof?
It's waterproof. The only thing is it doesn't work independent of my phone.
So you have to have your phone with you.
So I have to take my phone out and run with me. If I ran outside, I could run out. I could go run 20 miles. I would not do that. But I could. I could do that and not have to worry about my phone. You know, not have to worry about me missing anything.
See, I feel like that's, I mean, I feel like I would do it. I would do it. I think that's a good investment. You're going to spend, you're going to use right. all the time.
But you'll never forget anything. But it is Christmas. I just feel bad because it's Christmas. I need to be buying presents for other people. My nephew will be born in January. My niece is already 6 months old. You know, I haven't bought them anything. And I'm sitting here going to go buy a $500 watch.
They are children, one, first and foremost, okay?
You can buy them something
from the dollar store and they'd be happy.
But that's so true.
And you're working. You can just put it. I mean, it's not even like you got to pay it all at once.
It breaks down in payments. So it'll just be exactly. $70 a month for 6 months.
Okay. So what are you talking? Shut your mouth. Get the watch.
Get the watch.
You need to get the watch. Especially if you're not having to pay it all at once. You're talking about Christmas time.
Are you sure? I'm spending something instead of, you know, it's supposed to be the season for giving. You have to be giving.
How are you not going to be able to give? It's only $70 a month.
Can somebody buy me a watch? I just don't want to do it.
If we're donating watches, please put my name on the list because I would love a watch.
I just don't want to spend all that money. I'm trying to travel next month. You know, I don't want to spend all that money.
Oh my gosh. If you get kidnapped in Portugal, you can use your GPS to save your life.
You know what's crazy is cellular data does not work international, but it's okay.
Oh my gosh.
I think I'm going to get the watch.
Does Apple locate me work? Like if you
I don't know.
That doesn't work either.
Maybe if like they were desperate, like
if
they couldn't find your body, they probably could
do
something.
I want to be able to find your body, so
just to make sure. Anyway, okay, y'all, it's time to talk some shit. We've been talking shit this whole show, but what I really, really want to talk some shit.
What are we talking about today?
Okay, so it's not really who.
Oh, okay.
I've been going on some new experiences.
Using some nouns. Okay.
We are going to talk about dating apps.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Dating
y'all.
Apps. Okay. This is like a new millennial craze. You know this. Now, I just want to let everybody know.
what?
These dating apps are something serious. They have found a strong correlation of the rise in STDs and STIs.
Because y'all nasty
with these apps.
Sending your coochies through the DMs.
Well, my thing is, I'm legit. I legit want to find a date.
I know. I've been.
You know what I mean? I legit want to find somebody to be with. But like people that I talk to, it just seems like if you don't talk about sex, they don't even want to deal with you. I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm not looking to hook up. Guys.
They're like, I just want to have. You know, I don't really just want to have sex. I don't.
Here's my dick. again, this is what I'm talking about. This is exactly what I'm talking about. I'm just trying to talk to somebody, get to know.
Well, girls on that site love dick pics. So they wanted me to send a couple.
I don't want any dicks. I don't want any dicks.
I just don't. You know what? You know what that song? You can't F for free. I can't curse like that. My mom listened to the show, y'all. I really can't curse like that.
Mind you, he said shit. So.
Yeah, but because
shit's not a curse
word. Yeah, it's not because it's part of a segment.
And this isn't part. This isn't a segment right now. We're inside of a segment now.
It's the name of the segment.
You know what? I'm done with you.
I'm just saying. I'm not really ready to cross that line with people. I feel like I've hurt a lot of people. Okay, when I say a lot of people, I mean like two. It was too many breaking hearts because you was just trying to get some. You know what I mean? It's just not right. But anyway, this dating app, it drives me crazy. Okay. The Huffington Post, they just call it HuffPost. Anyway.
It's Huffington, but yeah.
They did like a study it was like 2005 and 2012. They got all these married couples, about like 19,000 people. Mm-hmm. And they said that 35% of the people that they talked to, they had met online. So they said, I try to calculate it. So if y'all do my math a little right, if it's like 19,000, I'm thinking 35% is about 6,700. And then they said that they just met online, meaning like social media, chat room, email, mm-hmm. dating apps, all of it. But half of them met through dating apps. So I'm just going to say that's about 33, like 50, something like that.
Okay.
So those are the people that met on dating apps. And then 8% of people that meet like not on dating apps mm-hmm. break up. And 6% of people who do meet on dating apps break up. So it's a lower percentage of a breakup rate. You know what I'm saying?
I guess because you know what each other is looking for
beginning. But also Match.com did do this study. So they paid for it.
Oh.
So I don't even believe. I don't really believe that it's even that true.
And I feel like the people who are on, I feel like people who are on Tinder and stuff are looking to hook up. And the people who are on sites that are looking for stuff are people who can't get people in real life. Like I looked. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Like 3 or 4 pages of people. And it's like all people on there aren't that
it's
attractive.
Hard. And I feel
and I'm
bad.
Like, I guess it's the people. I mean, and I exactly. I feel
I
bad.
I feel bad because I feel like, dang, like, are my standards too high?
Exactly.
Or,
but I feel like they're not because these people don't.
I feel like I'm getting desperate.
I don't know.
And I'm just picking people that. Some people, I'm like, okay, this name starts with a J. I can't do this. You know, swipe left. It's like a, it's like little tiny stuff. I do not like dating apps. I just don't feel like they show enough.
I just look. I look at the people who join it just to see if I'd be interested.
You've never done Tinder.
No.
You've never done anything
like
that?
Because all I know, Tinder's also about hookups. I'm not trying to just hook up.
I think that's what it used to be about in the beginning. It still is.
I mean, yeah, they do have, like they said that there's like 30% of the members are paying now or something. There's a like there's a few million people that are paying actually to use Tinder. So I mean, I guess it's not just about hooking up, but
like
mostly
my thing is I don't want to meet a serial online dater. Like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. This is something new for me. I'm doing something different. You know, I'm exactly. going out there, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to meet somebody that stays online. I get catfished. We watch the show every day. Okay, I don't want that to happen. I'm gonna fall in love with somebody on the internet and then realize they're ugly.
Because it's easy for them to
I can't
tell
date
exactly
nobody
what
ugly.
You want to hear.
I'm ugly, but I can't date nobody ugly.
You're not ugly. Sorry. But we don't want to date ugly. You know, I wish y'all could have seen his face just now. It was so...
Okay, I need y'all to tell me... Okay, anyway, I need y'all to tell me if Lauren is ugly. Well, Lauren, where can we find you on social media?
Don't tell me if I'm ugly.
No, we've
tell me I'm pretty, please.
No, we've just come to the end
DM
of the show.
Me.
This is the end of the show. So I'm just saying, Lauren, where can they find you? Where they want to talk to you? Where's your Instagram?
Lauren_G.
Oh my gosh, what a beautiful name. Anyway, you can find me on all social media, everything. Just don't try to date me all there, okay? It's Truth or Darion, Darion.
Try to date him.
And you can let me know if I'm handsome a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
If you want, just a little bit. Thank you.
Anyway, we post shows every week, every Friday, blogtalkradio.com. Just search Truth or Darion Show, and we will see y'all next week. Adios.
Bye.